We're up to the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Gimel. V'chein tkios ma'akbo zu azu. That means the tkios are ma'akev each other. Meaning, if you don't know the tkia trua tkia, there's no point of blowing just the trua, or just the tkia. Because without the full set, you're not going to say anything. But the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says, tashrat, tashrat, tarat, ein ma'akvin zu azu. Let's say you know how to blow a tkia, shvarim tkia. So blow that. That's because you don't know how to blow a trua, but the tkiyah shvarim tkiyah might be the mitzvah, so you blow that. And if you know how to blow a tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, you should do that. Or a tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, you should do that. Well, because each one might be the mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, upasha to abracha ala tkiyah ein reshai lebrei. You can't say abracha. Why not? Because we're not sure what the real trua is. This we discussed earlier. We're not sure what the correct trua is supposed to be. When the Torah says tkiyah trua tkiyah, we're not sure what the trua is supposed to be. So until you blow all three, it's a suffix whether you're yotze. So therefore, you should blow whatever you know. You might be getting the mitzvah, but you shouldn't say the bracha unless you're able to blow all three: the tkiyah shvarim trua tkiyah, and the tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, and the tkiyah trua tkiyah as well. The Ramah says, "Aval brachos ein ma'akvin atzkios, ve'atzkios ein ma'akvin abrachos." That means, if you happen not to know the davening, so you can blow the shofar anyway, or vice versa. So again, nowadays we have machzorim, but let's say a person is in a place without a machzor, he has a shofar, so blow the shofar even though you don't have a machzor and you can't daven. Oh, and the Ramah says, "V'chein sidron ein ma'akev." The order is not ma'akev either. That means, normally you blow the shofar first, and then daven musaf. Yeah, but what if you daven musaf first? And then blow the shofar. So you're yotze. Because the seder is not ma'akev. Now, the Mishnah points out, the seder of tefillah is ma'akev. That you have to have malchios first, and then zichronos, and then shofros. So when the Ramah says it's not ma'akev, he means what's not ma'akev is the order of the tzkiyah shofar and the brachos. That meaning if you happen to daven musaf first, your yotze the next siman tafkuf tzaditav yachid shelo taka chaver yachol itkalo letziri dechavaso. Your friend can blow shofar for you to be motzi you in tzkiyah shofar. But no one can emote to you in davening. Let's say you didn't daven yet, and you don't want to daven right now, you're a little lazy, you're tired. So your friend is going to daven and have you in mind. It doesn't work. Why not? Because every person has to do his own personal davening, and not through a shliach. Unless it's in a minyan, and there's a shliach tzipur. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, "V'yesh cholkin timo yachol ispal chaver yachol letziyah b'tfilaso." If the person doesn't know how to daven, then his friend can be motziyim. The Shulchan Aruch holds, even if a person can't daven himself, the takana of somebody being motziyim in tefillah in Shmoneh Esrei is only by a shliach tzibur. The Ramah says no. That shliach tzibur is one way, but if you can't daven yourself, then someone else can daven for you and have you in mind. And b'shas hadchak, the poskim say we can rely on the Ramah that if a person can't daven, somebody can daven for him and have him in mind. Oh. Simatov kuf tzadihe. Misha'enu baki b'tkios v'lo b'seder tfilos musaf. A person doesn't know how to blow a shofar and doesn't have a machzor, he can't daven. And he has two places he can go to for Rosh Hashanah. In one place, they know how to blow the shofar, but there's no machzorim, they're not going to daven musaf. In the other place, they can daven musaf, but they're not going to be able to blow the shofar. He goes to the place where they're going to blow the shofar, even if the place where they've daven musaf, they definitely will have musaf, and the place for the shofar is only a suffix. Why? Because the blowing shofar is a mitzvah deraisa, and the davening is only a mitzvah derabbanan. So you take the Deraisa over the Derabanan. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's the second day of Rosh Hashanah, when it's only Derabanan, but that Derabanan is rooted in a Deraisa. Since the first day is Deraisa, the second day, it's called the Iker, is in a Deraisa, and that also overrides the Davening. So if you have a choice, you would choose the Tzkiyah Shofar over the Tfilas Musaf. Well, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a case, what if there's a place that has a shofar? And there's another place, but they don't daven there. And there's another place where he can daven, and he can send a non-Jew to get the shofar. Now, it's outside the tchum. So the Mishnah says, that's mutter, because you're davening, fine. And asking a non-Jew to carry outside the tchum is an issur d'rabbanan. So it's a double d'rabbanan. It's a shvus to shvus, makom mitzvah, in order to get the shofar. So that way you can get both the davening and tzkiyah shofar. The Rama says, however, what if you can do both? What if you can daven first and then go hear the Tzkiyah Shofar? So that also, then you can get both. That works. The case in the Gemara is where it's either or. But if you can do both, see, you can be Yotzei Tzkiyah Shofar the whole day until Shkia. So the Rama is saying that if you can do both, then certainly you should do both. Now, you shouldn't go to the place of blowing shofar first, because we learned, l'chadchila, tefilas musaf should be said, should not be said after the seventh hour of the day. So therefore, if you want to get both in, it's better to daven tefilas musaf first, and then afterwards go hear the tekiah shofar.